Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody. Hope everybody had, besides a rainy weekend, were able to have a darn good one. I know I enjoyed myself sitting back watching all the games both days. That doesn't happen very often. I get a Saturday and a Sunday. I got another one coming up here, too, because the Miami Dolphins play Monday Night Football. Hey, man, I want to get back to the Canes here for just a second. I guess you could kind of watch that game and realize that with that 26-7 win that took place and now number two in the AP poll. Can't wait for that game coming up. It's going to be a blast. Another really good game to look forward to with Florida State. Looks like they have bounced back. By the way, how about the Florida State? They go from undefeated till they got down to third. They were undefeated and they just didn't get a chance to play for the national to the playoffs. They didn't make, I started saying national championship, but the playoff system. They come back the next year. They lose everybody, right? Everybody goes in the NFL draft. Just unbelievable the year he had. Comes back, and they were terrible. Like dead last in the ACC. Come back this year, and they look like one of the two or three best teams in ACC. Hell, they're a top 10 team.
All right, so I don't know how good Alabama is. You'll find out how good Florida State is. They got Virginia.
I don't know anything about Virginia.
They're 3-1, Virginia. So they got them coming up on Friday.
Friday, we'll get to see them.
So we do a little advanced scouting.
We got to do that. We can all do our advanced
FSU
scouting.
FSU is favored by 6.5 points on the road.
Wow. Okay.
Favored by a touchdown.
We'll get a chance to see what they look like. All I know is Miami has a really, really good team across the board. Matter of fact, the only guy that probably didn't play well in that Canes-Florida game was a quarterback.
Yep.
He was the only one. And they looked like they confused him a little bit when he threw it, but it wasn't.
Most he had a lot of time back there, too.
Boy, when they went with a four-man rush and they dropped everybody into coverage.
No pressure.
There was no pressure. They were getting blocked. And
you realize every game this season, though, they have worn down their opponents with the run?
Well, that's a Mario
the
thing.
Gators were like, they were worn down, man. Well, and again, I think that defense is really good, but
they didn't have the depth on that D-line. No. They had a bunch of guys out, so the frontline guys were out, good. Yeah. But, yeah, they pounded him. He went right back after they got a couple stops. He said, all right, enough's enough.
Notre Dame started to fade at the end.
They did.
USF started fading in the second quarter.
So anyway, but he's got his formula stuff, and yet he still got some really, really good group of receivers. But they're like, hey, we're going to run the ball, and they just run at you. They're just going to run at you. And try to set you up in second and, you know, five, second and four, second and three, and then, you know, keep pounding if they can. If not, they'll throw some passes in there, but they got a real good group of receivers. I don't know if they're having trouble getting open or any of the things in the in that game. But I got to tell you, on the other side of the ball, starting with those two defensive ends, do you see their grades, by the way, ranked like top two?
Pro
like,
Football Focus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God. That's I don't know how much
those guys are rocketing up the draft
people
boards, huh?
Like that. But Mezidor on one side and Reuben Bain is just playing out of his mind. He made a play. This is the second time he's done this. He gets the quarterback and they drop it off.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns and chases. He went out, remember, in the screen outside, and the ball went up in the air, and he intercepted it. And then, you know, he makes goes out and makes the tackle again, and it was a good catch right at the end by Herbstreit. Oh, my God, watch this. Guy just gets the quarterback and turns, and it's like a drill you work in practice, and you chase the guy. And it's not just those two. Two linebackers are playing great. Can't say enough about those guys. Secondary. By the way, did we even talk about the Gator wide receivers? That was a weird one. Did they even?
Well, because the guy had like 20 yards passing the first half.
He threw to the tight end out in the flats. Yeah. He couldn't connect with him. He was throwing it, spraying it all over the place on outlet to the tight end on the flats. But I don't remember him getting a chance to.
No.
Throw the ball to
not,
them.
Not really.
And he.
But that game got very dicey at the end, though, man. It, you know, 13-7, they had the ball. But that you said this earlier, that catch that Marty Brown had on that screen pass, that crazy spinning catch that he had. He doesn't make that play. You're in a world of trouble.
Well, you're in 3rd and 6 again.
You're in a world of trouble. He doesn't make that play. That was like a game-changing play in a big way.
So he makes that catch, runs, you know, 16 yards for the play, yep. And then they just – they got it rolling, and you could see. And by the way, the two backs, what a nice 1-2 punch.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about a guy in the transfer portal that I wasn't really counting on much? Is Brown. I mean, he was supposed to be the third back.
Yeah, he's been incredible.
And, you know, Lyle has been injured, and now, but Brown's not going to give that. I kind of sense. Yeah. Mario's like, hey, man, this is no time to be crying about your playing time now. We're off and running, man, getting ready for FSU.
Well, those two guys really fit, I think, what Mario's trying to do, though, right? That bruising downhill stuff.
Those two?
Oh, yeah.
My God. Just really compliment each other and their style. By the way, Fletcher has just become – what a great power back. We've mm-hmm. had some great running backs, and I'm not getting into the other. We've had some 220-pound running backs really good here without going to the whole list of how good. But this kid runs hard, man. This 220 pounds, 225 pounds he carries, he is he's going through there, and he's dishing it out, man. Yeah, so 249 yards between Fletcher and Brown, and then Brown has 4 catches for 53 yards, including what we're talking about. Probably got screwed on one in the pile. I think they thought they had their arms around him, and then they go back and look at it, and they're going,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's really remarkable how one bad call can change an entire game.
But once they blow that whistle, you can't change.
I suppose.
And you can hear those whistles.
I didn't hear. I mean, it was so loud in there. You couldn't hear anything, but
I could hear them on TV.
There's a lot of cheering going on at that moment on that play, so we did not hear whistles.
But... Well, everybody. No, you're right, because yeah. He took off and ran, and people were thinking bonkers. He came out.
That was the game right there. They go up 20 to nothing. Ball game.
Game was over in the fourth quarter anyway, man.
I know.
It's all right. 13-7 and 13-7 in the fourth.
Got a little scary there.
All right. Hey, listen, by the way, things are going to go against you in the game. And that was the first time they've really had something go against them this season. And they responded. All right, 13-7. Okay. Now we can't get anything going in third quarter offensively. And the defense just said, we got this. We got it. All right, we gave up the one drive. We got it. Stop them fourth and three, third and one. Shoot the gap. Get them for a loss on that play. They were backed up. They couldn't go for it because they were still terrible field position. So they were forced to punt. But
do you realize on the flip side, the Gators may not win a game the rest of the way? Have you seen their schedule?
I have.
They get a week off. And they
I
got
heard that.
Texas A&M, Mississippi yeah. State, Georgia,
yeah.
Kentucky, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and FSU. So they're going to play in this stretch here, number 3, number 4, number 10, and number 9. Then you get Mississippi State, then you get number 5. Then you get Kentucky, and then you get 13, 15, and 8. Those are all the rankings of these teams.
Oh.
You look at this preseason, it would have been
tell you, if he loses
remarkable most, if they went 500.
If he loses most of those games.
What do you mean if?
They will get rid of him.
It's really unfair. It's kind of a tough break, but
they go. They go 3-9 or 4-8. All of a sudden, you're going to hear some Bull Gator talk. And it won't be a bunch of bull. It'll be real. A lot of money up there, man.
Yeah.
A lot of money. By the way, did anybody catch President Joe, man? A lot of great things being said about.
I saw that.
Huh? See McAfee stuff on
it. Yeah.
Called him suit. Then he sat down. He goes, oh, we'd like to introduce you to our president of the university. And he goes, my bad. I'm sorry. And he goes, hey, man, if you decide you want to be really good in football, it starts with a guy like that. The president of this university, for all of you that have done political ads against presidents at the university, for all of you that have, we've had presidents take off because the job and everything else, and you felt like they weren't committed to sports.
Too much academics.
Yeah. Too much academics and worried about the medical facilities and all that. You got a guy that sees the importance for the brand of the University of Miami and thinks it all ties together from the medical field to the academics. He thinks having a really good football team and a really good basketball team is really important. Oh, let me add baseball into that too. He thinks those things are important. And we're lucky to have that guy. We are lucky. By the way, you notice Mario, first thing, hey, what has happened here? Go starts with my president. That guy recruits. That guy helps players out when they need help with money, and not helping them with the money, but what to do with money and how to do it. And you got to pay, and you know, everybody's getting paid. He is, he's a total package. He is. For years, we bitched around here. We have made a commitment. We have made a commitment. Go, okay, what do we have to do? We got to pay. We got to get a coaching staff. We got to pay him. We got to have a recruiting budget. We got to have better facilities.
Look at the difference though, man. If they were a 500 team, they wouldn't have had game day down here. And this matchup with FSU, I assume that's going to be...
That's got to be a game day.
I would think.
First of all, the numbers they get from a UM game to start with, of course they're going to get it.
Yeah.
They got to get it. Now, I don't know what else is being played saying that.
That doesn't matter, does
it? I mean, if Penn State's playing Ohio State or something like that, I don't.
Does it even matter?
Well, I'm saying if it's one or the other, or Oregon jumps in there and they're playing Penn State or Ohio State, then. But outside of that, I don't know if there's an SEC matchup they'd rather have than Florida State, Miami. Right now, I'm not sure there is. Just going through this whole thing. All right, we got to go to break here, Woody. I got a little long-winded.
You got a little carried away with that one, huh?
Yeah. But, hey, man, game day is good for business, and having it around.
Yep. Florida and Texas that day. I don't think that'll be a problem. Alabama and Vanderbilt?
Nope.
That do it for you?
No, give me some Big Ten. I need Big Ten.
Michigan and Wisconsin? Wisconsin
nope.
Sucks. Notre Dame and Boise State?
Nope.
Oklahoma and Kent State, TCU, Colorado. No. I mean, these are ranked games, man.
I think you know. I think they're going up to the state capitol.
UCLA and Penn State. UCLA's 0-3.
State capitol. You just named it. Florida State.
Let's
Miami.
Do it,
go right back up there.
Florida State wins this week. They'll be close to the top five.
Yep. They win by they go up there and win by a couple.
You want
of
them
touchdowns.
To win. You want them to beat
I want them
Virginia
to win
to make the matchup sexier.
Yeah. Want them to win.
Okay.
Of course.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.